Doesn't go in an American order.
Yeah, we got an email.
No.
It's not a numerical order. It's based on sections.
Yeah.
All right. Is John Kissel here?
That is 2496.
I'm on 2497. 2496 is the next one. They're both by Kissel. Is John Kissel here? Does anybody want to speak in favor of 2497? Are you guys with me over here? Mo, is staff ready?
I'm working on
it. Okay. No? Yes.
Shall we?
Yes. You can, I've been working on that.
I put this, I thought these are my glasses. I put them on as them.
They don't
my,
work.
My eyes is out.
Let me get back to you.
In the tracking chart, it's on page 7. It's the second to the bottom. It's 2497.
We are on
second, Jeff.
Yeah, it's just a title change in the chapter. It's not in.
Right, I know, but I'm just trying to get it. We're trying to get everybody, you know, together here.
2497. I have 6 changes right now. I want you to consider.
Sure, Joe. Help yourself.
This is a good test.
Yeah, nobody's here.
I'm here for the 496.
Okay, gentlemen and ladies, structural tech is not coming to order. We're on 2496. I'm sorry, 2497. We're taking public comments right now.
All right, anybody from the public wish to speak on 2497, amending 2001.1, which is updates the title of Chapter 20. Anybody want to speak? Seeing none. Is there
second?
Second for approval. All right, discussion?
It's a title change.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. And what we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-0. 7-0 is approved. Okay, we'll now go to 2496, amending 2002.2.2.1. What is it, Betty?
I don't have it recorded.
What do you mean?
What we just did.
Okay, go to 2497 and just put approved 7-0. I asked if you were ready.
What was the number?
The vote was 7-0 in favor.
Right, okay. Damn.
Okay, now we're on the next one, 2496. Anybody, are you the proponent?
No.
I'm sorry, yes. You want to speak in favor of it?
I want to speak in favor of it if we modify it slightly.
Okay. Was it? Who else wants to speak on 2496? Anybody? All right, Joe.
You're Joe Belcher speaking for AAF. We did talk to Randy. Randy Cassell is John Cassell. What we would like is to move the wall brace. What he's done is, let me get where I can see what I'm talking about, please. I'm sorry. What he's done is added some members to the primary member definition for aluminum structures. We have no problem with the eave rail and the roof brace being added, but when you add the wall brace to the primary member definition, you're now going to have to do a 300-pound point load design on the wall brace. That 300-pound point load is intended for walking on that surface, and it's a wall brace vertically. If you can walk on it, you're not going to put, if you can walk vertically, you're not going to put a down load on it. You're some kind of a floating person, so we did talk to Randy. He had no objection to putting that, moving wall brace from primary member to the secondary member. The second modification that AAF would request would be, in the last go-around, we put in the primary members, we put purlins in that category. We would like to request that that be moved down to secondary members, so we're not looking at that 300-pound point load on purlins. Yes, ma'am.
What language are you moving?
26... Modification 2496.
I know.
I don't. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Down below in the members, see down in the definitions, members? Oh, no, okay. Up, wherever he's making the change. Okay, up at the top.
And it goes,
see the.
Both of those go into the secondary members.
Right,
the
correct.
The purlins and the.
And the wall brace.
Wall brace.
If there's no objection to that.
Okay.
And so, the other last item we'd like to do is take those et ceteras at the end of that paragraph.
Wait, Joe, say it again.
The ETC. Remove those. That's not good code language. That's not
delete, et cetera.
Right, on both those definitions.
So strike, et cetera, wherever it appears. Right there, there, and there. Okay, anybody else want to speak on this? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Approve as amended.
All right, so you're proposing to amend the amendments as proposed, right?
Yes.
All right, let's discuss just that, which is changing those terms as proposed, and then we'll go back to the overall amendment. Okay, is there a second on the amendments?
Second.
All right, discussion on just the amendment, though.
Yeah, Joe, your logic on moving the wall brace down to the secondary members, I understand. You're saying that the trigger for a primary member is to add the 300-pound point load for people walking on it. Well, using that logic, I don't understand why you want to move the purlins down to secondary members, because they're going to be walking on the purlins more than they're going to be walking on a roof brace.
We're being told that those guys don't walk on the purlins. We don't have a lot of heartburn with that. As long as we get the wall brace out of there, we were asked to bring that forward to the tack. And
so they would be more likely to walk on the roof brace, which you want to keep in the primary members. I mean, the
Correct.
Reason for the
Correct.
Original
Correct.
Reason to keep the purlins in the primary members, we had so many failures of the purlins with the connections. And the 300-pound point load was to put a minimum safety or design requirement to beef up the purlin design. I'd have to speak against this amendment.
You're talking about the purlin amendment. I withdraw that one.
Then I would support that.
All right, Jack, would you accept that then? We're moving, putting the purlins back as a primary?
I was just trying to help Joe out.
So that's a yes?
Yeah.
All right. Could you please put the purlins on both the purlins back up with the primary member? Okay. Okay, that's the new amendment, which is to move the secondary member to the wall brace to the secondary member and to delete the et cetera, otherwise as it was. Further discussion on the amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Going to the amendment as amended, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 members as amended. Okay, you guys are with me, right? Over there?
More or less.
Joe and Betty? You removed the purlins from the secondary and put it back up in the primary. Okay. 2693, amending T2002.4. Joe? Where'd Joe go? Come on, Joe. We're on 2693. Editorial corrections to table 2002.4, note 2. You want to just stand on what's presented?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 2494. And I guess 2490, I guess they're both on the same section or so, 2003.2. Anybody want to speak on in regards to 2494? Anyone want to speak on 2490? Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on 2494. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. 2490. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Any discussion on 2490? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 2677 with several comments.
Second. Guys,
I'm keeping track of it. 2677 with comments. And let us know which one you want preferred.
Okay. Are we ready for that?
Yeah, we were ready for it.
Okay, Joe Belcher speaking for the Florida Concrete and Products Association. And what we did is we would like public comment 2 as the what we're considering. It's a complete replacement of what we did previously.
All right, so you're proposing, so the discussion will be on per proponent 2677 comment 2 version, correct?
Correct, public comment 2, right.
So make sure you get that if you do. Betty, if you're going to work. Which one is Betty? Are you doing this screen?
I got the vote over here.
Oh, you're on this one. Okay.
And that's the correct one that we're talking about.
Okay.
And we listed, if you scroll down a little bit, we listed the what we've done to Chapter 21. I know that the entire tack, spent all of last night and the night before reading through and getting very familiar with all this. Okay. Some of it's corrections to references. When we went to the 2006 edition of the IBC, some of the references of the sections within ACI 530 changed. So it's those kinds of changes. The large item that we're doing here is the is where we're modifying the formula for calculating your required lap length for reinforcement. What we have in the IBC, and we have modifications to 530 in the IBC, are seismic geared provisions. What they're trying to do with reinforcement when they lap it is to create a plastic joint so that when you get that whip action, the reinforcement will, you know, it'll work like a straw in there instead of steel. Okay, and that's what they're trying to do. That's what they need to do for seismic. We do not need that for wind. What we wind up with when you're designing for wind, once you get up around a number six bar or bigger, you start talking about lap lengths of 8 feet and greater, which is pretty difficult to deal with out in construction. You know, you got to get a ladder and put the block over the top. Actually, they're making special block with an open end, but it's difficult to do. So what we have and the justification that we gave in here, that came from Jason Thompson from National Concrete Masonry Association. It's not something Florida's out there in the blind doing on its own or anything of that nature. We're trying to get it changed in the MSJC ACI 530, but if you guys have been involved in any of those bodies, you realize that seismic, when it comes to structural, for some reason, they don't mind putting 100 pages of seismic stuff in the international codes, but when you say wind, they go, oh, that's a local problem, and we can't deal with it. And we just can't seem to get them to recognize that there are 22 states that have wind problem and only 7 or 8 that have seismic problem. I really don't understand how we're going to deal with that because we just went through it already. And with that, I'll just shut up and answer any questions.
All right, anybody else want to speak on 2677 comment 2? Seeing none, is there a second for approval? Discussion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. 2678. Joe, I think this is still you, isn't it? And it's got a comment, too, so I don't know if you want to use the comment. Yes, comment 1.
Well, actually, I'm not sure what happened here. 2678, I think, is a duplicate of... I should have brought this up.
There wasn't really supposed to be a separate change, I don't believe. You're talking about, let's see.
It's two different sections, Joe.
Yeah, that was. Oh, okay. Yeah, that does the same thing. I'm sorry. That does the same thing for one does it for working stress, the other does it for allowable stress.
All right. Is there a second?
Are we doing second? Comment 1?
2678 version comment 1.
Should be comment 1, yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. 2172 amending 2120.3. Is Anthony Scala here, or Scala? 2171. Huh? Go ahead. You want to speak in favor of this?
Yes. My name is Paul Sheikh. I'm from Building Code Compliance Office. I'm in the county. This is regarding the follow ACI masonry code. In the masonry code, the tension is not allowed to be taken by the masonry, but what we are proposing is that tension can be allowed for flexure, and this is following as per the ACI.
Does anybody else want to speak? Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Craig?
Yeah, I fully support this, but I'm going to just make the comment that in the high velocity hurricane zone in the future, they should look at their masonry provisions because several of them are not consistent with the current ACI 530, which has undergone major changes due to recent research.
Okay.
So that's just comment.
All right. Anybody else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is, you're still up, is 2015 amending 2222.4.7. One's our allowable stress.
Yeah. In 2004 Florida Building Code, the allowable stress for the wind was deleted, and this section is obsolete. It's not required, so that's why I'm proposing to take it out.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 2580, using comment 1 according to the chart, amending 2303.4. Anybody want to speak on that? 2580, Kirk Grundle. Okay, is there a second?
There's a comment 1 too.
Yeah, that's what I said where he is. Do you need a minute to look at it, or just so I know, or am I going to assume this dies for lack of a second? Okay. Is there a second? Dies for lack of a second. This is what happened. You don't show up. 2262 and 2263, I presume, are companions. And then there's 2671. I don't know. This is all helping out here. Which one? This is amending 2303 and R319. And I guess there's a comment.
2671, we said use comment for that.
But that's a separate amendment then?
Yeah.
Okay, it just bled into the chart. Okay, 2262 and companion 2263. You want to speak on 2262 and 2263, Randy?
I'll just present Joe's information. Oh, here he is.
We're on 2262 and 63. I presume one's just a building and residential the same, right?
Let me get my notes here.
Three demerits. Up, make that four.
No second. Move on.
All right. Motion dies for lack of second. Sorry. Okay, we move on to the next one. We're on amendment number 3086, point 2.3, amending the universe. Go ahead.
All right, Jeff. It's time for you to go.
Give us some more coffee.
One modifies the building code, the other modifies the residential code, and the only intent of the modification is to separate out the fasteners for fire retardant treated wood between exterior applications and interior applications, because the exterior is a much more severe environment, you need a better fastener. But for the interior applications, for many years the manufacturers have been allowed to use mechanical fastenings, things that are not permitted under the IBC. The manufacturers have all done the corrosion testing and have recommendations. So what this does is recognizes the fact that they have done the testing and allows them to use that testing in the recommendations for their fasteners.
Hey, anybody else want to speak on these? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
I think there might be an editorial correction there.
Is he coming up to speak or trying to get up to speak?
I have no idea. You made no indication that I could see. Jamie, you have a question?
On the version I had downloaded off the web, if we can bring it up on the screen there, I think it has shall be in accordance with, probably just editorial.
So you're saying it's got two shall be's?
Yeah.
All right.
What section is that? Do you know?
I'm looking at...
It's in the first paragraph,
2304.9.5. Right before the underlining starts.
Yeah, right. So just fix it as far as only one, all right? Any further discussion from TAC on this? Okay. Then all in favor on 2262 and 2263 say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous for both. Okay, now we go to 2671 with comments. Let us know. How you want this? You want both comments, or how do you want it? What is it that you want?
It's just the comment number one. The only difference in the comment is that it reflects that the changes to the either to IBC or IRC, not to the Florida building. It's to the language that's currently in the IBC and IRC.
So do you want to use comment one?
Comment one, yes.
Okay.
But there's one. There should be no actual change in the wording.
Okay.
This results in some work that we've been doing over the last couple of years regarding corrosion resistance of fasteners in treated wood. And what happened was last year in between the hearings of the IBC and IRC,
some information was brought forward to us regarding the efficacy of mechanical galvanizing of screws, that it can be effective and that, in fact, it is possibly the only way to galvanize screws. So as a result of that, the IABC currently prohibits mechanical galvanizing of screws. The IRC permits it. And so we're just changing. The IRC permits it. The IABC does not allow wood screws and lag screws to be mechanically galvanized. So I'm just striking that so that the Florida Building Code and the Florida Building Code Residential will say the same thing, because screws do have to be mechanically galvanized. And we are providing that Class 55 does provide the same amount of zinc as a hot dip galvanized finish, and so it does provide the same protection.
All right, does anybody else want to speak on this one, either in favor or against? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Doe? Or join, whichever. Then Jack, you want to speak too, Jack? Okay.
Randy, on your code change, modifying 2304.9.5, right?
Yes.
In the modification we just went through in 2262, that section has been deleted.
My hope was that I could work with staff, or staff could handle this, because Joe's change did not make any technical changes. It just sort of rearranged things. And so this change could be made to the proper section.
The language is still
in Mr. Holland's change. Okay.
So it's a correlation.
Correlation issue. Right.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this? Either four. Oh, we have a second. Sorry. Jack, you're next.
I'm looking at comment two from Single Ply Roofing. Asked that we add epoxy-coated fasteners to this list. Is there anybody here that represents that? And I guess I ask Randy, would that be appropriate, in your opinion, to allow the fasteners? Epoxy-coated?
I can't speak to that. We haven't tested it in our treated wood testing.
So you're not proposing to add it then, Jack, right?
Just a second. I'm still looking at the proposal.
All right.
He gives no rationale. No, I'm not.
All right. George? All right. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of the 2671 comment 1, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Next is 2581. It has a comment amending 2308.2 and R301.3. Anybody want to speak on those? Okay. Is there a second? This is Kurt Grundle, 2581, with comment. Provisions to light frame limitations.
Let me catch up just a second.
All right. Yeah, just let me know.
2671, comment.
You want to speak
on this? Just to sort of explain this to you, I think, you know, what's in there now is, I don't know what they're striking. Okay. You know, it says Florida floor height shall not exceed 10 feet, especially you guys here in Florida use 20-inch deep floor trusses. That's going to not allow you to have studs taller than 9 feet. And so this is going to allow 10-foot stud height plus, looks like, 16 inches for the floor trusses. So it allows for a deeper floor system is what this does, just for your information.
Thank you.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. Comment one version. Okay, next is 2672. This is Randy, 2308.6 amendment.
Everybody accused me of being quiet yesterday. All this does is we've got a change right now. Currently, approved anchor straps are allowed, but the issue is that they're not always exactly the equivalent to an anchor bolt. And so all this wording does is that you have to space them to provide equivalent anchors. This language already is in the residential code, and so I'm just bringing equivalent language over into the building code to be sure that people realize that these need to be spaced properly.
Okay, anybody else want to speak? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 2097 and 2100, amending the building and residential sections in regards to post correct length of post.
My name is Iqbal Sheikh from Building Code Compliance Office. This is just a typo for the wood post. Right now it is shown as 4-inch by 4-inch by 8-inch long. It's supposed to be 8 feet long.
Oh, yeah. All right, is there a second?
Pretty short post. Fantastic.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Okay, on 2097 and 2100, it's both 8-0, 8-0 on both of those. Next is Jamie 2120. I guess you've got a whole series here, right?
I'm up. This is a moving of a section where the pass-through windows servicing single-family kitchens, it's simply being moved from the comparative analysis section to this exceptions section. So it's just moving it around.
All right, anybody else want to speak? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous? 2125, these are all basically the same, right? Is there a second on 2125?
Second.
All in favor?
Wait, this is a little different. This one takes it out of the comparative analysis and adds the maximum cyclic pressure that we approved yesterday in the non-high velocity areas.
Okay.
Say that again.
Yesterday we approved this comparative analysis section into the non-high velocity areas, and it had that last item 7 on there, with the exception of the ASTM cyclic standards. So this is the high velocity hurricane zone version of that comparative analysis.
2411 is the HVAC section.
Okay. Do we have a second then?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, 2123.
Is the equivalent to the previous one to this that we did. This is just into the residential volume of moving that pass-through window
right,
exception.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. 2131.
You said?
Says it's a counterpart to 2123 we just approved. I guess it's just getting the rest of the section stuff.
Wait, that's a different one. 2131.
Well,
this is 31.
It isn't. It isn't actually. It's a counterpart to it. But okay, whatever. 2123. I'm sorry. 2131. It says counterpart to 2123. But that's fine. 2131 is what we're on.
2131.
Correct spelling.
Amending R4410.
Yeah.
Correct spelling.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
2131 is to add gasket standards to section 4410234.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. 2127?
30, yeah.
2127 is the residential portion of the comparative analysis where it strikes through pass-through windows and it adds the maximum cyclic.
What we just did.
Second. Yeah. Residential.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. All right. 2133?
2133 is requiring that the exterior light in insulated glass light units on buildings be of a safety glazing exterior light. The experience that we collect, or the information that we collected after the hurricanes that affected our area in these last two seasons, indicated that a lot of these exterior lights being used above the 30-foot mark have been used as heat-strengthened glass, and when impacted, would rain down on the rest of the building in larger pieces than what the building itself was designed for. So in essence, you have large missile debris at above the 30-foot mark. This would be the attempt to minimize large debris at those elevations in areas where the building has not been designed for that type of debris impacting the building.
Does anybody want to speak in favor? Come on up. Get ready, folks. Want to speak for or against it?
Siggy Valentin from AMA. Our membership will support that change.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody want to speak against it?
Actually, I just have an editorial comment on here. I don't. John Hamrick, Department of Education. Exception number two, non-impact units. I don't know what a non-impact unit is. The code defines a human impact unit or human impact loads. So maybe it needs some clarification because it could be interpreted that you do not have to put safety glazing where human impact could be an issue.
How would you change that, John, if you were recommending this?
Probably put in non-human impact units.
So you add the word human?
Human.
The intent is the intent is missile impact because it's debris. So maybe if we use the term non-missile impact units, missile would still, I think, address that.
All right, anyway, that's a comment. We'll take a note of this and decide how to deal with it. Okay, anybody else? All right, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Jamie, you want to make a change?
I would recommend that we add the word missile after non-missile impact units.
Sure. Since it's your amendment, that we'll consider that friendly. All right. Any discussion on this as amended?
Question.
George?
I assume safety glazing is a defined term, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. All right. Any other? All in favor of this proposal as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 2128. Jamie.
2128 is the addition of the gasket standards into the building volume, similar to what we just recently approved in the residential.
Okay. Anybody want to speak on this? Seeing none, is there a second?
Second.
Oh, sorry. Did you want to speak?
Yeah, our membership supports that.
Okay. Second. We have a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 2681 with some comments. Is 2675, I guess, is the same for the residential. Joe?
You said 2681, it's 2680.
No, I said 2680 with comments.
Oh.
And then 2675, I believe, is the companion to the residential section.
Residential, right.
All right.
Okay, this is an update from Joe Belcher, Aluminum Association of Florida. This is an update to the AAF guide, which is currently adopted in the code. And David Miller is passing out some additional modifications that are primarily editorial that we put together in response to some people that reviewed the guide and had some comments. I sent to the TAC members. There were three public comments, one from Mike Skillingberg with AA, one from Jude Kalila, who's a aluminum contractor, and one from George Leverett, who is a professional engineer. And we drafted a response to those, and I sent that all to the TAC. I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I do want to say that we did satisfy all the concerns that were expressed by the Aluminum Association, which is the national group that deals with aluminum. And we've answered the other two, and I don't want to get into a lot of...
And I'm going to have to recommend we vote against this since the guy didn't give me a copy.
Oh.
I'm just
you
kidding.
Give him two.
I'm just kidding.
And go out and get him a cup of coffee with a lot of sugar.
Joe, did you want? What about comment one and two? Is that? I'm just kidding. Thanks.
We are on our submittal should be.
Oops.
Public comment two with what is being provided in addition today in this package.
Okay, so the proponent's asking that we consider. Comment two version with the additions of what's being proposed here in written form, this document, correct?
Correct.
All right, does anybody else want to speak in favor or against at this point? Okay, no one else does. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Siggy Valentin from AMA, we support the proposed amendment.
Okay, anybody else? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
On the original modification.
On 2680. Comment two.
As amended by the handout just provided.
And comment
two is not a code change. at least the comment two I got. We've only got two comments. Joe was referring to three. Comment two that we have is from George Leverett.
Comment three was on the website.
But it's not on our, it's not available to us now.
Yeah. Is that a new comment? So
we submitted the, what was the comment number for what we submitted the February 28th? Would that be comment one?
There's original, there's comment one, and there's comment two. And comment one and two, that doesn't have anything in it. All it says is there's no.
Comment two is George Leverett's. Comment one is Mike's. We don't have a comment three.
Okay. I submitted a total rewrite to the original. We submitted that on February the 28th. We sent Mo the CD, and we made it available on the AAF website for download.
And you sent it to members?
And we sent it to all the TAC members. That is what, I don't know what you're calling it, but that is what we want you to vote on.
But you are, this model is reference to standard. It's only reference to standard.
Okay, yeah, but we've updated the standard. No, this mod.
2680 just does the update of 35 and 43.
Yeah, it's
the
reference standard.
So it's the reference standard. It's
okay.
We got your update.
Okay.
So that's what Joe's trying to make sure that is that.
I want to make sure that we're
looking at the latest update, or else it doesn't follow the procedure.
Can I fix my motion?
Yes, clear. You can.
The motion is, as companions, 2680, 2675, is to accept the updated standard as updated in the February 28th submittal that was sent to the TAC members, plus this additional information.
Correct.
All this code section does is revise Chapter 35 and Chapter 43.
Okay, that's right. So that's the motion. Is there a second?
But the motion includes the update to the standard.
Correct.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
All right. Discussion.
Just trying
that's
to
the
help
motion.
Joe out.
Is there Jamie?
I see here that this last version that's being circulated here now indicates that this construction guide is not intended to be used in the high-velocity hurricane zone. Just want to make sure everyone's aware of that.
I don't believe that was the way we said it, Jamie. We said...
continues on without specific approval.
Correct.
Of a building official, but it's the way it would be approved is that this is not intended for that.
What number is that?
In general requirements, 2C, says this construction guide is not intended to be used in the high-velocity hurricane zone without the specific approval of the building official.
Correct. If the building official... we'll accept it. That's fine. We're saying that you have to have the individual approval of that building official.
But I think the document only covers 2140. Anyway.
Plus it uses the wind loads in Chapter 20 and not the ASC 7 requirements of high velocity.
That HVAC is using it.
All right. Further discussion? Then all in favor? On 26, I think my mic's going again. 2680. And 2675, say aye.
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 Is there anybody opposed? So it's 8-0, 8-0. Let me know if you have that over there, okay.
You got that, Benny?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we move on to 2571. CW, and then 20, I'm not sure, 2572, is it the same thing or something different?
Okay, Bob Boyer, Building Code Advisory Board, Palm Beach County. On behalf of CW. Basically, both of these were submitted at the direction of our Building Code Advisory Board. One of them, we're expanding the definition to include all components. The other one, we're just adding the definition to them. Our Building Code Advisory Chairman, who's an engineer, took exception with it, limiting it to the vertical elements. He went on down in our rationale to state horizontal incline or otherwise non-vertical elements also contribute to lateral forces, resisting system, loading capacity, and felt it should be included.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this? Is there a second on 2571?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous? Is there
aye.
A second? I'm sorry.
Opposed.
Oh, sorry. 7-1. 2572, is there a second? It's the same thing.
Second.
Discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
7-1. Okay.
Thank you.
Just so you have it, 2571 and 2572 were each voted on, and each received a 7-1 favorable. You have that, Betty? Okay. Moving on to 2250, this is from staff, removes the international building code and seismic forces. Does anybody want to speak on this one? Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Did you guys want to speak on this?
We favor these things. We are in favor of this.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, Jamie, do you have something? Yeah. On 2250, right?
2250, yeah.
It removes international building code and seismic forces.
I just have a question here on verifying the context under which evaluation is performed. It indicates on here codes that were in effect when the building was permitted. The evaluation will be done by whom in this case?
Registered design professional.
And if the extent of the damage is substantial, it may require bringing the entire structure up to code? That depending on that evaluation that the architect or engineer performs. Okay.
Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Hey, is George done it? Hey, George, did the administrative you use say date of application is date of code in effect?
The law says it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, we have our own guy.
The law says it. You don't have your own law.
Well, you stole the law from us.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?